bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I shouldn't sit on my phone. It's going to break. Like other people, Ben and Carrie were talking about dreams this morning. My dream, my nightmare, is breaking my phone. Like sitting on my phone and hearing the tsh. Have you ever done that? Have you ever dropped your phone and it broke? So I've dropped my phone on pretty much every kind of floor you can think of. And then I was sitting in a parking lot. I got out the car. My phone slid off my lap, hit concrete in the case. And it broke. And so I wrote the company and said, y'all said it wouldn't break. And I was sitting in my car and I was less than 3 feet off the ground and my phone broke. They didn't reply. It was like, hold up, player, you're on your own. You're not getting anything. Sorry. But then that same case tore up. And it was raggedy. And I said, you have a lifetime warranty on your cases. Took a picture of it, sent it to them. They sent me a new one. That I was astounded at. I said, wow, that's pretty cool. So we'll see. We shall see. So I've been going around asking people questions. And so I just want to know, some people get a little, they feel some kind of way about it. But I always have to ask, I don't know if you know, but I've worked in the movie industry a little, and I've known a good number of actors and actresses. Very well-known names, met them, hung out with them, had meals with them, all that. And so, no, I'm not saying it so, oh, he's saying it so he can be all whatever. I'm saying it because my first love, my first thing that I wanted to be was a movie director. I wanted to be a movie director. I happened into radio because somebody said, "Yo, you got a pretty good voice. You should be in radio." And I was in college trying to get into TV and film. And so I got into radio. But there's a movie hitting the theaters, and people are a little upset about it, which I don't really understand why. I don't understand why people are upset about Snow White. Does Snow White have to be white? I'm just asking. People have issues about the star. People have issues about the storyline. Oh, you're trying to make it. You're doing DEI and you're doing. So from Yahoo.com Entertainment, the rollout of Disney's live action Snow White has been anything but a fairy tale. Starring Rachel Zegler as the title character and Gal Gadot, as the evil queen, has been shrouded in controversy for years. It was the 1937 animated classic. But it was first reported that the film was in the works in 2016 with a screenplay by Erin Cressida Wilson, The Girl on the Train, and uncredited contributions from Greta Gerwig, who wrote Barbie, and others. Mark Webb, The Amazing Spider-Man, signed on to direct in 2019. But drama started with the casting of Zegler, whose mother, oh my God, has Colombian roots. So in 2021, and all this stuff started to unfold, and the 23-year-old made comments she made about the female character more empowered amid the narrative that Hollywood is too politically correct. And drama was fueled by Ziegler's publicity shared her personal politics, which conflict with the 39-year-old Gadot. Is that how you say her name? Gal Gadot? Then there's the matter of the Seven Dwarves. With Disney using CGI to animate, Grumpy, Bashful, and Dopey and the gang instead of casting little people in the roles. So now, we can't just have normal-sized people play the role. We got to have little people. Because then if you use little people, people will complain that you're using little people and that you're discriminating against people who are disabled. Or not disabled. Or are they? Anyway. Here are the biggest controversies of them all around the film, from Zegler's casting backlash to Disney's scale-back press tour ahead of the March 21st, hint, hint, today is the 19th, release. Much like Halle Bailey playing Ariel in The Little Mermaid, there was a fuss over Zegler. So here's the problem. I guess white people just want white stuff. That's like black people want black stuff. And they get upset. So there was a fuss with Zegler being cast as Snow White by some hanging onto the phrase "skin as white as snow." When it was announced, it was a huge thing that was trending on X for days because all the people were angry. Why would you be angry? It's a movie. It's a fictitious movie. How stupid are you? Amid the initial background, Zegler posted and deleted on X, "Yes, I am Snow White. No, I am not bleaching my skin for this role," according to the LA Times. She told Cosmopolitan in 2024, "There was a lot of harassment over the casting for a certain group of people. They were showing up in my apartment and screaming profanity." Are you serious? Are you serious? We got stupid people in this country. Ziegler's comments about modernizing Snow White cast a black cloud. Why I gotta be a black cloud? Anyway, it's been over 200 years since Snow White was published by the Brothers Grimm, them cats, in 1812, and getting close to 100 years since Disney made it into an animated film. Ziegler, born in 2001, expressed excitement about the film, which was certainly dated in parts, as Frozen's own Anna dared to point out, would be modernizing the story. It's been a lightning rod for criticism. We just want to go back to pre-1960, to where the world was all white and we had segregation and we separated people. Does anybody really care that her mother's from Colombia? But I guess you're playing into the whole birth of a nation thing in 1923, right? One drop of black blood or one drop of blood that ain't white totally destroys your race. You have to be pure. Is anybody pure? Germans weren't even pure. This is weird. But yet, weren't the brothers Grimm from Germany? Now I get the whole Snow White thing. People are making jokes. This is what Ziegler told Vanity Fair. People are making jokes about our film because of the PC Snow White, where it's like, yeah, it is because it needed that. It's an 85-year-old cartoon, and our version is a refreshing story about a woman who has a function beyond somebody. My prince will come. Someday my prince will come. But I think the flip side of that is you're missing the fact that it's just a fairy tale. So if you're going to make one, do like we did with The Wiz. Just make it all black. Snow White. All black Snow White. That's what we need. That way we'll get over all this drama and all this trouble and all these issues with everything. That's all we got to do. Just get an all black everything. So now we won't have any trouble. Whenever we pay for things, we got to pay twice. One black version, one white version, one Hispanic. And here's the kicker. She's Colombian. Do you hear anybody of Hispanic or Latino descent arguing or fighting? Is there a group of Latinas out with masks and boards and all kind of crazy stuff? No. You know why? Nobody cares.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Listen to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Why? Because I got to talk to you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can accomplish quite a lot in just 6 years. Let me see. What can you do in 6 years? You can go from changing diapers to your kid can be in kindergarten, first grade. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. That's what I did. And maybe you can take up to 6 years to pay off brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. 10-year warranty. It's always included. And your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Set your free in-home consultation today. Just go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Snow White. What about Snow Black? Don't even sound right together, right? Whitewash. Black sheep of the family. Because the black sheep was the odd one in a bunch. Like most of them are white, and then you have a black sheep, so it's like. Odd man out. You're the black sheep. Is it? Do people take these types of things more serious than they should be? Do people get a little more agitated at things that they probably shouldn't get agitated at? In other words, anytime you mention color or race, does it mean that it's mean? It's kind of redundant. Does it mean that it's bad? Or does it mean they just put it in context? Now, the funny part about it is when you mention it to white people, in their minds, in the minds of the ones that I spoke to, some of them, it was like, well, yeah, she's white. But then somebody brought up that if the person was Colombian, oh, well, that's okay because she was mixed. Like, you're actually claiming the white side and, like, dismissing the Colombian side or something? Like, what is that? Like, it's this, everybody latches on to the part of the person that they respond to. They latch on to the part of the person that they identify with. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Women do it all the time. Men do it all the time. But for some reason, we can't see it in other people. And that's usually because the majority of culture is predominantly white. The majority of culture reflects white attitudes, reflects white culture, what they think is right, what they believe should happen. And then we'll get like beside themselves when you challenge it. And now you're stupid. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Huh? Like you actually think that because it comes out of your mouth, it's true, or you believe it. So that makes it true? No, it really doesn't. And so I challenged the person. You know, that doesn't make any sense. Well, what do you mean? It's normal. It's the right way. Really? Okay. What about this, and this? The reply was, well, that was before I was born. Exactly my point. So you haven't experienced it. So I'm trying to help you with something that you don't know. So that you do know and you don't hold on to the narrow-mindedness that you hold on to when, in fact, there's more information. Bottom line, there's more information. Speaking of, from Axios.com, Trump administration. So somebody mentioned this to me. Trump administration. I can't talk today. Trump administration ends segregated facilities ban in federal contracts by Russell Contreras. So I read it. And they have a picture up that says for colored only. They said the Trump administration has announced the federal government will no longer unequivocally prohibit contractors from having segregated restaurants, waiting rooms, and drinking fountains. Why it matters. The change announced last month is an overlooked public memo, is a symbolic move first reported by NPR, and comes after President Trump revoked President Lyndon Johnson's decades-old order, diversity and affirmative action practices in the federal government. The big picture, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as well as many state laws, still make segregated facilities illegal in all businesses, including federal contractors. But yes, critics say the recent change sends a message about the government's priorities and potentially eliminates a crucial enforcement tool. The change follows the Trump administration's reinterpretation of civil rights era law to focus on anti-white racism rather than discrimination against people of color. How about no discrimination against anybody and anti-everybody? Anti-racism out of anybody, if we're going to do it. In a public memo, the General Services Administration, GSA, issued said the change was needed after Trump revoked LBJ's 60-year-old executive order requiring federal contractors to refrain from employment discrimination. The memo also addresses Trump's executive order on gender identity. The clause in the Federal Acquisitions Regulation, or FAR, said contractors can't maintain or provide for its employees any segregated facilities. The memo stated that when issuing new solicitations or contracts, agencies could no longer include the clause about the prohibition of segregated facilities. So FAR defined segregated facilities as work areas, restaurants, drinking fountains, transportation, housing, and others. Federal agencies have already started adopting the changes. Homeland Security, National Institutes of Health, for instance, have issued notices not to consider the segregation clause in the future. So what are they saying? Ibrahim Hooper of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, said in a statement, as our nation unfortunately becomes more divided and polarized, the last thing we need is any effort that could be perceived as allowing a racial segregation. Hooper said the nation must not turn back the clock when racism was written into the law. And so what should we do? 833-212-1017 is the number. What should we do? Before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, businesses, public facilities in the South practiced racial segregation with signs directing whites and blacks to restrooms and entrances. In Texas, signs ordered whites, black Americans, and Mexican Americans into separate restrooms and facilities. Young civil rights activists challenged these segregation laws with sit-ins and nonviolent demonstrations and all that. The 1965 order gave the Secretary of Labor the authority to ensure equal opportunity for people of color and women in federal contractors, recruitment, hiring, training, and other employment practices. It required federal contractors to refrain from employment discrimination and take affirmative action to ensure equal opportunity based on race, color, religion, and national origin. Here's the bottom line. Businesses and contractors can't be segregated against members of protected class, but it will be up to the federal government to investigate alleged violations. So the immediate economic cost for contractors is now lifted and opens the door to potentially segregated transgender people or other people if contractors believe they won't face punishment. And what it comes down to for me here is it sounds like this was really written for transgender, when in fact, it's for everybody. And so something needs to be done. And we need a better understanding of this particular change, because it doesn't make any sense. And I want to see if people will speak out against it. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. Are we going backwards in time? It seems like we are. It seems like we're losing our place. RC says it should be called Snowbright. Wow, I'm not touching that. Should we? Is it time that we start to formulate a plan? I talked about it yesterday, the Democratic Party. We need to formulate a plan. This screaming and hollering against Trump is not going to change it when you don't have a plan. We need a plan. Not white America, not black America. America needs a plan because we don't have one right now. Good afternoon, Atlanta Banana. We don't have one right now. And it's getting a bit scary. It's getting a bit scary because we're starting to see the breakdown. We've already broken down the family. School is already on the breakdown. We've already separated and segregated people so that basically the only people that will go to college are white males. Where are we heading to? It's like reverse discrimination. You're trying to make up for all the perceived things that people are doing. And Snow White is really just a afterthought. You know, it's an abrasive response to your perceived the world don't revolve around you. How arrogant can you be? How stupid can you be? I know I shouldn't say that. My mother told me that. How stupid can you be to think the world actually revolves around you because of who you are or your race? Makes no sense. It's as bad as thinking the world owes you something because of your race. The world owes you nothing. And until you step up and do the things that you're supposed to do, personally, I don't think the world's going to give you anything. I don't think the world's going to give you anything anyway. You have to fight for every single thing you do. So if you're going to be segregated, be segregated. Your own food, your own clothing, your own gas, your own refineries, your own, I mean, sounds like that's where we're headed. But I remember distinctly the last time black people were in this place and we started to build our own, we were very successful at it. Yeah, and then they burned everything down. So then there's that.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. And we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. Sign up. Volunteer. Help keep Milwaukee clean. Everybody that signs up for the last cleanup site, we'll get a free lunch provided by Cousin Suds. Register today. Where do you gotta go? TruthCommunityCleanup.com to clean and beautify our city together. Tory Lowe, Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE. And sponsored by Cousin Subs, Reyes Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. So make sure you come join us. Got to go clean up the city with Tory Lowe. 833-212-1017 is the number. You ended it on the best part.
People who have been ignored
right
with
there.
Blind eyes and cold shoulders attacking them. Invisible people, they won't let them.
All right. So you thought you was going to catch me saying something or singing, didn't you?
Things are the worst.
Oh, it's like that? All right. Yeah, I would throw my phone. I ain't throwing my phone. I already dropped it on the floor and cracked it. And I mean, it was one of those cracks where, you know, like one of those spider web cracks where it cracks in the corner and then it just all the way through your phone to the point where when you touch it, it almost breaks. But then I started getting embarrassed because when I would press, it would like, people were like, go get a new phone. Like, what are you doing? Well, I can't afford it. I spent $1,100 for this phone and it broke and I couldn't afford the insurance. Can you, like, do you think about a phone is $1,100 right now? Like, can you think about that? Like, what are we doing? Like, when do we get suckered by Apple? That's a $500 phone. Oh my God. Now we pay $1,000, $1,100, $1,200. But I never need a computer. I can scan, I can send. People don't fax anymore, do they? I know some people that fax. You can do all those things with a phone. And we got into all this because of what? Snow White. It's Snow White's fault. It's all Snow White's fault. I'm not touching that, Fonz. Come on, man. That's whoo. Yeah. I'm not touching that. Did I say hello to Lana Banana? I think I did. They said call her Snow Bright or Snow Light. Y'all silly. You all are silly. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, did you hear that there's a rumor that Jonathan Majors and Megan Good are married? Jonathan Majors and Megan Good have reportedly tied the knot. Tuesday, March 18th, 35-year-old actor let wife slip when discussing the 43-year-old actress during an interview promoting his upcoming film, Magazine Dreams. Sources confirmed to both People Magazine and ET that the couple got hitched earlier that morning. "She's just my best friend, my wife," Majors said of Good before he quickly corrected himself and added, "my fiance." According to the source to ET, that's Entertainment Tonight, the slip-up occurred because the Lovecraft Country actor and the Harlem star were married just after 11 a.m. on yesterday during an intimate private wedding at their home in Los Angeles. Major's mother is said to have officiated, which Good's mother served as a witness. Other sources claim to have seen the newlyweds already giving off that newlywed glow at events over the weekend and during a special screening of his film last Friday. "She just motivates me so much, and she guides me, and I guide her." Huh. Okay. You remember her, right? Majors' first, it's his first marriage, Megan Good's second. She was previously married to actor turned pastor Devon Franklin from 2012 to 2022. Franklin has also moved on romantically and recently announced his engagement to celebrity fitness trainer Maria Castillo. Okay. Why should we care about this? That's what I really want to know. Is this a part of pop culture or just crap we hear about? Because I don't know if anybody should care. I don't know if anybody should care. Hmm. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm sorry. Here's a story from last October. I'm digging back up because it just. So Bath and Body Works issued an apology. And I know people talked about this before, but it just crossed my mind. For a candle package that resembled Ku Klux Klan hoods. In an early attempt to jump onto the holiday spirit failed, Bath and Body Works has issued an apology over a potentially offensive design. Recently, the popular personal care brand went viral when consumers noticed the packaging design on one of the new holiday candles resembled Ku Klux Klan hoods. Interesting. So I wonder what you would call them. Clandles? Oh, yeah, it's dumb. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. With all this other stuff that's going on and the segregation, one of the things that disturbs me is that people hear things and they don't get the gist of what the argument is. They don't understand the bottom line. Businesses and contractors can't segregate against members of protected classes, and it's up to the federal government to investigate alleged violations. That's what that was about. But if you read the article title, it says Trump administration ends segregated facilities ban in federal contracts. And then they show a for coloreds only. A picture from Bettman Archives and Getty Images. And so it sends a message that if you don't read enough of the story, why it matters, big picture, yes, but zoom in, what they're saying, what you should probably be reading is the bottom line. The bottom line should be first, and then you give me all the information. But you didn't because you presented the story in a way that isn't quite accurate. And so it's being a little, in my case, I think it's a little disingenuous to say that they can segregate. The immediate economic cost for contractors is now lifted and opens the door to potentially segregated transgender people or other people if contractors believe they won't face punishment. Sounds like that's what the issue was. Because odds are they're not going to create segregation. They've already got their own segregated stuff, country clubs and all that stuff, right? Yeah. So when are we going to work on healing that? I wonder. When will black people work on healing us? Healing the relationship with other races? When? And not hide behind the, well, they don't want to. When will we work on that? I think it'll happen. Probably not in my lifetime, but I think it'll happen. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's 1017 The Truth's Dr. Ken for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can accomplish quite a lot in 6 years. You can go from changing diapers to dropping off your child at school. You can get a bachelor's and a master's degree. You can also take just 10 years to pay off your brand new Pella Windows and Doors at 0% interest. So that means that for the first 6 years, if you take 6 years or less, you pay zero interest. 10-year labor warranty is always included, so your windows are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions apply. You might want to check it out. Go to PellaWI.com. Offer ends March 31st of 2025. Set your free in-home consultation today at Pella. Wisconsin.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs, are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? So we've teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky businesses and business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So to sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. 833-212-1017 is the number. I got so much stuff I got to do. I got to move this and stick this here and set that over there and move this over here. That's all. It's all somebody else's fault, right? We always blame other people for our problems, our misfortune. Ant said, it's the others that has to heal. It's clear that they have a problem with black prosperity. I think we all need to heal. Yes, they have an issue with black prosperity. It seems like every time there was an issue with us, it was to stop us from moving forward financially. I keep talking about it. Freedman's Bank and, you know, the Greenwood neighborhood in Tulsa. I mean, it's just over and over and over, Rosewood, over and over and over. Anytime you build up, they'll just put an expressway right through. Like, somebody was even downplaying, oh, no, they didn't do that. They had to build the expressway. They built the expressway in pretty much every major city right through the black neighborhood and destroyed it. Some white neighborhoods, too. Some white neighborhoods, too. I can see where they made a significant impact in Bayview when they put the expressway in, when they put I-43 in. It's like they did on the north side. And so I think when we start to expand how we look at things that happen, that it goes through the south side of Milwaukee, predominantly white, and the near north side, predominantly Hispanic, you start to see that it impacted everybody, but here's the key. It impacted every group in a different way. And I think that's what we're trying to get people to understand. I'm trying to get people to understand that there's a difference between how you see it and believe it to be and how it actually is. Somebody told me the other day, well, I think equity, people have a problem with equity because equity, everything has to be equal outcome. No, it doesn't. That is not what equity means. They just want an equal opportunity. That's all black people are asking for, an equal opportunity. With all things being equal, we get to come in, we get to interview, we get to do the work, we get to do whatever we need to do in order to get hired or get the job or get the loan or get in school. That's all. That's all. Nobody wants a hand up. Nobody wants a handout. Now, there's some instances in life where you owe black people because you took from us and made money off of it and then pretended like you didn't. And until you make the family of Henrietta Lacks whole, I have nothing to say to the medical community. I will always have questions about the medical community when they want black people to do something because they have not addressed what happened. They haven't addressed Tuskegee. They haven't addressed Puerto Rico. They haven't addressed any of those things. They just pretend like it didn't happen. But we'll just stop talking about it. Shh. We'll just. And then they say, well, you know, black people are apprehensive. No, it's not that black people were apprehensive. White doctors were racist. And they took advantage of. And have been making billions of dollars off of Henrietta Lacks and waited for her to die and then waited for her last family member to die so they didn't have to give her family money. That is the most unconscionable thing. And the judge let them do this. The judge allowed them to get continuance after continuance after continuance and should have said, absolutely not. You do not get it today. And if you're not ready today, I'm going to find you guilty and culpable and you pay. I know that's probably the wrong word, but anyway. No reconciliation, no apologies, nothing. Just let it die. So the same laws that we scream and fight about that we have to have are the same laws that people use against us to defeat us. That's why you build your own law school. That's why you build your own medical school. Build your own engineering school. Like, all this stuff that we complain that they won't let us in, create it yourself. Over time, it'll open up. If you want to go to a PWI, predominantly white institution, go. I work at one. I'm perfectly fine and perfectly happy. It's not the end of the world. Human beings are human beings. People are people. They just are who they are. We are who we are. If you have something in common, being at a Christian school, or have something in common, being at a Jesuit school, which is Christian, or you know, something like that, then it makes it all the better. But the majority of those schools are predominantly white, and they're predominantly white for a reason. just like an HBCU is predominantly black, and they're predominantly black for a reason. So why do we get mad? Why do we get upset? Everybody wants the same thing. But what you have to be is careful. Because people will say one thing and they'll do something else. And it's unfortunate, but they will. We're all human and we're subject to failure. But sometimes, gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. And so, how do you know percentages of people being white? Like, I don't understand that. Why do we even bother or care? I just don't understand it. Can't people just be who they are and claim who they are? And I don't get it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is this ever going to change? Will the world ever move away from race and start looking at the content of one's character and not the color of their skin?